بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. All praises be to Allah. We seated here. That concern for deen. Sometimes the man feels, I need this, and I need that, and I need this and that. But many a time it's not need. It's greed, it's desire. And then man feels the after to accommodate those desires, I need to change deen. Whereas one of the greatest needs is to sacrifice those desires and to preserve deen in its original. Understand the desire. Desire, like a wild animal, just wants to be free. No one must tell me what to do, when to do, how to do. Wild. Allah's love for us. Allah gave us intelligence. The man just moves on desire, he's going for destruction. Intelligence, the man brings his desire under intelligence. To a certain extent, he's safe. Because this intelligence now, it's limited. Comes to a point, can't think further. But we have to reach Jannat. We have to reach paradise. Intelligence on its own, deficient, limited. Allah loves us. Allah gave us deen. The man who brings his intelligence under deen, inshallah, he'll reach his destination. To understand the protective nature of our beautiful deen, the example is given of the royal falcon living in the royal palace, enjoying royal food. But unfortunately, this royal falcon, instead of appreciating, every now and then it was peeping out through the window, and it was admiring the falcons free high in the sky. One day no one was in the palace, one window was open. So this royal falcon decides freedom, escapes high in the sky. In that excitement of freedom, not seeing where it's flying, it hits into something and falls to the ground unconscious. Old man walking by sees poor bird on the floor. Sort of concern, he says, let me go and take care of this bird. Takes it home. Now he never saw falcon before. So he's seeing the wings. This bird got two big wings. So he trims the wings. Then he sees the claws. And he thinks that this bird doesn't look after itself. So he clips the claws. Then he saw the beak. And he said, this bird really doesn't look after itself. So he cut the beak as well. Now while he was trimming and cutting and clipping, outside the royal soldiers were shouting, has anyone found the royal falcon? So the old man got a shock. I'm playing with royal. So quickly opened the door, no one was there. He left the bird in the road and he runs in. Soldiers come, find it, pick it, run to the palace. When the king saw the condition of his falcon, he was heart sore. By now, the falcon was conscious and nice and hungry. So the king placed some royal food in front. Royal falcon tried to fly to reach the food, only to realize my wings are gone. So he fell to the ground. So the falcon hops, comes to the meat, throws the claws in to tear, only to realize my claws are gone. Then the falcon bends down to eat, only to realize my beak is gone. Now this whole incident, example, there's two main lessons. One, outwardly the royal palace was restriction. In reality it was protection. Sometimes we feel deen, too much of restriction. But really speaking, realize it's protection. The moment the falcon moved on desire, freedom outwardly. In reality, destruction. And the man now, he feels he's moving on his desire. I want freedom outwardly. In reality, is destruction. And then if you look at that old man, he was very sincere. But he used his own intelligence to try and take care of that falcon. Instead of caring, he ended up destroying. Sometime in all sincerity, the man wants to promote deen. But because he uses his own intelligence, instead of promoting and helping the deen of Allah, he ends up diluting, destroying, changing, rearranging. Understand deen. Number one, it's protecting. Number two, rewarding. Mawlana Ibrahim Dilwar Sahib, he gives an example more or less. Person driving, the law of the road is 120. If he's driving 140, 150, he's stopped and fined. But it never ever happens if he's keeping up to 120 all the way, that Mr. Policeman stops him and says, you're a very good law-abiding citizen, there's a prize for you today. So that's man's laws. Very poor, punishing, never rewarding. But Allah's beautiful deen, naturally we break the law, there's punishment. Otherwise, it's rewarding and rewarding, not just rewarding. Maulana says thereafter, rewarding, although we're not deserving. Now to understand this, Mr. Taylor, if he sewed some clothes for us and he says pay, we'll say okay, there's the money because you did some sewing for me. But if that tailor sews clothes for himself and he says to you pay, we'll say pay for what? Benefit is yours. You've done nothing for me. So that's man. If there's no benefit for him, there's no reward. Allah's deen is so beautiful. I'm sleeping for myself. I'm eating for myself. I eat with the right hand, sleep on the right side. It's for myself. There's no benefit for Allah. But Allah's deen is so beautiful. Rewarding, although we're not deserving. So one is protecting. Two is rewarding, though we're not deserving. And with all of that, appreciate the complete nature of our deen. One is we have glad tiding, but deen is so complete. With a glad tiding, we have something called warning. Now we need to appreciate warning. Now we'll appreciate warning if, you know, this example Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Sahib gives. Person moving on the road at 220, he does not know at the end of the road, Mr. Policeman is standing with his pretty camera over there. He doesn't know. But the drivers on the opposite lane, they know. Instead of warning, flashing, alerting this driver. If those drivers on the other side, if they start waving, congratulating, and this man in that excitement, he tries and press a bit more, and he's moving more, and when he gets caught, what will go through his heart? You all knew, and you all continued glad tiding, congratulating. You're supposed to be warning. So understand, we are so fortunate in our country. We still have those loving elders around us. Time and again, they'll warn us. But understand the language of love. Language of love. It's just not a warning. It's loving. Otherwise, the man goes over to the year after and he'll say, "But Molana, you knew. And you didn't warn me, Molana. I was in insurance, bank loans. You didn't warn me, Molana. You knew." And then Molana Abdul Hamid Sahib gives a deeper, more colorful example. He says, there's a gathering, but unfortunately, it's a mixed gathering. Men, women together, which is forbidden. And then to add to it, there's music playing. And to add to it, there's videoing and photographing, which is all forbidden. Nevertheless, one man is in the front of the gathering. And he can see from the back, there's one big snake entering. Now if he thinks to himself, they're having such good fun over here, I don't want to spoil the fun. Let me just remain silent. Because if I warn them, I'm going to spoil the fun. And he remains silent. And that snake comes in. With the command of Allah, it takes a good few lives. And the gathering comes to know later, I knew. What will they say? Brother, you knew and you remain silent. You didn't warn us. Warning is full of loving. And it has to be done clear. It can't be mincing the words. Because if I stand here and I say, you know, there's something called a snake, and the snake is not too good to go near. Now by the time you get the message, it already took a few lives. I have to go straight to the point. Brothers, there's a snake here. Loving. Not just warning. Understand the language of love. And in all of that, you see, when it's emergency, as the case of the snake, I can't be sweet talking you in a sweet, soft way, that you know what, there's a snake coming. By the time I finish that sweet talk, good few lives already gone. I would say, brothers, move. The snake is coming in. It's emergency. The language of love. Allah warns us in the Quran. The Banu Israel, they sold their deen. The Jewish scholars, they changed the command of Allah in exchange for commercial gains from the people. How it worked out? If the man came to the scholar for a ruling, so the scholar gave the ruling as the person wanted to hear it, provided he paid for it. So they sold their deen. We are so fortunate. We still have ulama around us. Inshallah, we'll never sell our deen. Which brings us to this point. As we're moving in life, we have to become very selective. What we read, who we listen to. And be fair. When I buy a car, I don't buy the car because the hooter sounds good. The hooter can sound very good. But if there's no engine, where would that hooter take me? So sometimes we don't realize, we're just chasing the sound. This man is dynamic, he's very flowery in his presentation. And the YouTube is full of entertainers many a time. And because the market, that's the market unfortunately. And that's what we want, unfortunately. So the man can have the sound. He got the presentation. But the question is, what's the engine? What's the heart? What's the belief? What's the agenda? What is he driving? Where is he taking us? Because sometimes understand a whole writing, a book, the most flowery words. But in all of that, there's only one line of poison hidden in. And it's placed so beautifully in the middle of some tear or some cheer. You know, when a person is happy or is crying, he becomes emotional. So the heart is nice and open. So what comes next goes deep into the heart. And a person now who's going for entertainment, not realizing that belief entered. And it takes time at times when it surfaces. So a person has to be very selective. You see, when you speak of a speaker, you get two types. One is entertainer, and two is sincere speaker. Entertainer, when he speaks, his main concern is the hearts of the crowd. I mustn't hurt anyone, because I want to keep the numbers. I want to keep the crowds. I'll keep the hearts. But even if it means breaking the command of Allah, distorting the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as long as I got the hearts, I got the numbers, I got the crowd on my side. That's the entertainer. When you speak of a sincere speaker, his main concern is Allah's law. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beautiful sunnah. Even if a thousands of hearts break, let them break. Leave breaking a command of Allah. I won't allow a single command of Allah to change. Now what's the end result? End result is, we look at oud, genuine oud, which is concentrated. One drop on the garment, and it's lasting for days, maybe a week or two, depends how concentrated that oud, that fragrance is. It's concentrated. On the other hand, if we take a diluted fragrance, empty the whole bottle on oneself. In a few seconds, minutes, there's no fragrance. It's diluted. When you speak of a sincere speaker, he's concentrated. His focus is Allah, Allah alone. Deen is being presented in his original. That sincere speaker, I heard one, two words, and my life is changing. It's a long-lasting effect. On the other hand, the entertainer himself is diluted. And in the whole process, he's diluted deen as well. For hours and hours, he's entertaining on YouTube. But with the command of Allah, zero change in the masses. Because he's diluted, and he's diluted the deen as well. That is why a time comes in a sincere Muslim's life, he says, enough of entertainment. I have to come on to treatment. Because when I walk into a doctor's surgery, I don't ever say to the doctor, you Mr. Doctor, you're a boring doctor. How many years I'm coming to you? Not one day you gave me one thrilling story. In last 40 years, that same old boring brown syrup, make it a pink one today. And tomorrow, how's a blue one? The doctor will say, look here, my friend. You want treatment, you stay by me. Entertainment, then you go somewhere else. Understand our deen. Our deen is not one entertainment park. Entertainment for the ears. Our deen is treatment of that heart. A time has to come, the person takes his deen serious. Otherwise, if you look at the other so-called religions, where they ended up. What's a service? Besides entertainment, what else is there? Our deen, still in its original, it's now in our hands. The question is, what am I passing on to the next? What am I doing with the deen right now? One of the greatest fears Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his ummah was regarding every hypocrite who has the control of the language. outwardly very sweet, inwardly full of poison. Outwardly very flowery, inwardly absolutely empty. Outwardly he's quoting Arabic, Quran, Hadith, but in reality it's misinterpretation, modernization, diluting, changing. So a day comes in a Muslim's life, he says, look now, this deen is original. I have to keep it original. And it's everyone's duty, everyone's responsibility, the deen to be in his original. Otherwise, the man moves on desire, and he's feeling freedom, but it's destruction. The man is moving on his intelligence, and he falls in love with his view, with his opinion. And he falls so much in love, it's my view and no other view. My opinion, no other opinion. And then he closes all doors of progress. Deen is our protection. Deen is full of reward. Deen is complete. With the glad tiding, there has to be warning. Please understand the language of love. It's not shouting. It's not warning. It's soaked with love. And we are so grateful, we have to be so grateful that we still have loving elders around us. Ulama who have the heart to give us as it is. Not chopping and changing and trimming and cutting, suiting the desires of the listeners. No. This entertainment and pleasing the ears, how much longer? When will the day come? I say, look here now. Maybe I was young, I was chasing entertainment. I'm 40 now. I'm 50 now. I'm 60. I'm leaving any time now. When will I come unto deen? When will I say, look now, this heart of mine, I need to start getting it right. Not just the sound, not just the words, my action, my feeling, my thinking. Where am I going? What am I doing? Especially in this season now, where turns and changes and where the mind is running. What am I doing? The whole thing is my ending. And my ending is according to my living. What am I doing? You see what is deep in a man's heart at the last moment comes out. What's in my heart? One thermometer of what's in the heart is the free time, the holiday season. I do in the holiday, I do in the free time what I love. What's deep down in my heart. No one forces me. I love it, so I do it. So the question is, what are we doing? Just think for a moment, the free time, the holiday, what I'm doing, where I'm going. That's my love. That's deep in my heart. And Allah save me, that's going to be my ending. I will be leaving. And when I leave, there's no returning. It's an exit, no return. So Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding, ability to be firm on complete deen, and it's our duty to keep the original as original. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.